You know, sometimes you have to just kind of call it the way you see it. And I don't really see you the same anymore. It's like a mailman delivering a message. He handles the mail, he hands you the mail, but, you know, he's not responsible for the message in the mail. He delivers the mail to me or to you, not the message. His job is to get the mail to the right person at the right time. See, some folks come into your life and they have no idea what your assignment is. They don't even know your purpose here on earth. They don't have a clue about your destiny. They don't know where God is trying to take you. They don't even know what you're going through behind closed doors. See, the tricky thing about mail handlers is that they can only see you from the outside in. And they often mistake or they make predictions or assumptions about your life based off of what they see from the outside. They look at your incoming mail and pass judgment on you. They pass judgment on your entire life. They see what's parked in your driveway. They see what you wear. They see how your face is made up as a state of well-being or not. They can even see other things, like your neighbor's business and your neighbor's mail. You know, who's got to do this and who's got to do that and exactly how they're paying for it. None of my business. But what they cannot see is what's inside of your envelope. They cannot properly encode God's plan for your life. Why do we expect them to? Stop expecting people to see what God has only shown to you. Stop asking the follower, the mail handler, the mailman to lead you to something that they have not been shown. Realistically, let's think about this, okay? Would you run outside and tell the mailman you want $1 million and then ask him, you know, a really, really good question here? Do you mind helping me spend it? Besides the idea that he may not even believe you or even question your motives or flat out ignore your ridiculous offer, he might just simply state, I got mail to deliver and keep moving. He would diss you off. Isn't it funny? Even the mailman knows his purpose. We gotta be the leader. Sometimes we mistake those that come to assist us in our journey as the message itself. We're afraid to walk alone. They are the messengers. They stir stuff up. They deliver good news right along with the bad one. Really. Bills and checks, they're not handled separately. Trust me. When I check the mail, both are in there. They watch our lives from artifacts, but they never know the facts. They are sometimes late, early, rarely on time. Sometimes they wave. Other times they don't. They change on you, too. They pass your mail to someone else. They have no idea what they're carrying. So I don't see them the same anymore. I don't see them anymore as mandatory, but necessary. I see them as necessary functioning aspects of my life. The method in which I receive my messages may change, so I don't depend on and I don't become attached to mail handlers or transporters. They sift and sort for a living. Read this message. It was designed for your eyes only. I'm Portia Houdette Chandler.